All right. So on the line at the moment, we're talking to a gentleman by the name of Pietrus. Pietrus is going to talk us through the process of being involved in junior tukkie at the University of Pretoria. Obviously, this is part of the discussion that we're going to be having throughout July about the University of Pretoria's recruitment drive. If you are interested in studying at the University of Pretoria, then watch this space, because we've got quite a few cool little interviews that we're going to be doing. Pietrus, how are you doing today?
No, I'm fine. Keeping safe.
Excellent. Good. All right. So the first thing that I want to ask is, what does the junior tukkie program at UP entail?
The junior tukkie program of the Department of Enrollment and Student Administration has been established to assist learners from grade 9 to 12 to make responsible study and career choices. Our program exists already for 16 years. And I'm an 11 years part of it. As the Junior Tukkie Project Manager, you can still be part of the JT Student Ambassador Society when you are a student, while you are studying, and also you can become part of the Junior Tukkie alumni.
Okay. So how can a school learner become a Junior Tukkie member?
It's very easy to download. You just download the JT app to get access to information relevant to them as a prospective student. You download the app at juniortukkie.co.za. I'm going to spell that juniortukkie, juniortukkie.app. .co.za. Then you become a member through the JT app. You click on become a member, and everybody who qualifies to study at a higher education institution can become a junior tukkie. So it means plus minus 50 to 60%, but people with less than that can also apply and work themselves up to 80% or 90%.
Okay, cool. All right, so what benefits can a learner enjoy as a junior tukkie member?
Okay, as a junior tukkie, you will be more prepared to make that leap from high school to university with ease. And that is one of the biggest problems we have, that kids don't know how to excel. And then therefore the junior tukkie offers you the warmth of friendship, the opportunity to serve, and the chance to acquire a range of critical life skills, all of which will impact on you during your study years and after graduation.
Okay, lekker. So obviously this program has been around for a while. You said that it's been around for close on 17 years. Have there been any success stories from junior tukkie members?
Yeah, you know, I can keep you, if I can send you all the emails and stuff, I can keep you busy for a whole month. But I actually want to take basically two. There was one student that comes from a very poor, disadvantaged community in Bronkhorstspruit, and he was part of 3 years on the program, and he improved his marks from 58% to 93%. And he actually completed last year. It's very successful with all distinctions in industrial engineering. And then I had another learner that had 34%, and he actually went to my empowerment week and preparation conference. He went up to 64% in matric, and is now second year BCom. But he started with the extended program, but now he's in the full BCom, and he will become a CA. So that's a very, very good success, a very success story.
That's very impressive. Well done.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, so how do students apply for bursaries, including for NSFAS funds?
They just go on the university website. It's www.up.ac.za. Fees and funding. But for NSFAS, you must go to the NSFAS portal, and that opens up from the 1st of September to the 30th of November 2020. And there is a certain criteria. If your parents receive an income from annually less than 350,000 per annum, you can actually apply for that. And the website is nsfas.org.za.
Wonderful. What is a study contract and how must an applicant complete it?
The contract needs to be concluded between a student and university for your studies. It actually binds you to pay your fees, or your sponsor will pay your fees. And you have to complete it online. You print it out, you sign it, and then you submit a hard copy by courier or post. And in this time of the COVID-19 virus, you cannot deliver it personally at the university, but it's best to post it for us.
Okay.
But you still got time, and we hopefully before October we can receive all the contracts.
Okay, wonderful. And what information can a student find on the student portal?
The student portal is an online platform from UP. UP uses it to communicate with prospective students who apply for study programs at our institution. And then faculties and support departments also communicate with registered students. Like, you can find your application status, your residence placement, your fees and funding, your online contract, etc., all on this platform. So it's very, very important. We have three videos or certain videos that you can actually access exactly how to apply, how to complete your contract, and also how to get to your portal.
Okay, cool. Petrus, thank you very much for your time. The last question that I have is, where can you find more information about not only studying at UP, but about being a first year at the University of Pretoria?
I think the most important thing is to visit the university website at www.up.ac.za/programs, or email junior.techie, just remember to put in the dot, .techie@up.ac.za, and we will send you all the information. I always tell the kids, you must have two good friends in life. The first one is your wife, and the second one is Google. You just put in your phrase, what to study at UP, and it will directly take you to our website.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Petrus, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
No, okay, and have a nice day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.